אוניברסיטת רייכמן.
What is up, guys? My name is Eliezer Lev. I'm here with my good friends, Ezra Snuckle.
Shalom.
And Mendel's like.
What's yabba dabba doing?
Shout out to Kobe right now. Now, you have tuned into Real Life. Now, that is R-E-E-L Life in the Audioversity Studios. This podcast, we're going to talk about movies. We're going to talk about TV. We're going to talk about... I mean, in this podcast specifically, we're going to talk about movies.
Yeah.
But in general, you know, we like to talk about pop culture, the movies, TV, films, musicals, whatever comes to mind when...
Everything in between.
Real is said. And, you know, we want to bring the conversation to you guys. We want you to be talking the talk, walking
the
walk.
We just want to give you a few pointers.
I mean, how great would it be if we walked down the street and someone's like, you know, in the words of Real Life, and they just quoted...
That's the goal. Okay, like a more immediate and realistic goal is just to walk down the streets and hear people discussing movies.
Yeah.
Instead of like politics.
Because that's, yeah, I mean, like, it's so simple.
You know, I thought this Batman was better than that Batman. That's my ideal society.
Yeah.
Where everyone just talks about movies and has educated
If you're talking
opinions.
About movies, you don't have time to do anything controversial.
Exactly. Unless you're taking controversial pics of movies.
Which is what you're about to do today.
See, now that's the thing. I don't think I am. Now, the episode that we're going to do today, being that Purim is a holiday in which we celebrate the victory of saving our lives from the evil wishes of Haman, and we do so by drinking Ad Delo Yada, which means until you don't know.
The difference between good and evil.
The difference between good and evil.
It's basically Halloween. You know, we dress up, except that instead of getting candy, we give candy. Mm-hmm. You know, we knock on doors and we give, which is, you know.
And this year, it actually falls out on St. Patrick's Day, which is the international get ridiculously drunk day.
Oh, my God.
Which means I got to drink for both days.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm actually
going to
have two sudas, so one will be for that and the other will be for St. Paddy's.
All I know and all I heard is I've got to drink double.
For this episode, we want to get into the Ad Delo Yada mind state, a movie or TV show that really, you know, you watch when you're in that state and it's just
You watch
ecstasy.
It. Okay, when you are... This is it. No sugarcoating. When you are fucked up, what movie do you watch?
Yeah, and fucked up could be in several meanings. You know, it could be induced by alcohol. It could be induced by another...
Weed.
Weed, something on the more natural
it is,
side.
Bro.
Psychedelics, you know, cocaine, anything that you're on, which I hope you're not, but...
Yeah, stay off drugs, kids.
But
if you are on drugs, what movies are you watching? Well, we're about to tell you which movies we
do not promote drugs. That is a big thing. We on Real Life do not promote drugs. Don't do drugs. Stay in school. Be good law-abiding citizens.
But on Purim.
But on the slight occasions where you might be.
On
so
Purim.
I have never engaged in drugs. So I wouldn't know what it's like.
You know,
but
you say it like someone who's never done it before.
Yeah. He says it with pride, man.
No, he says the word.
I have never.
No, it's the word drugs.
Or drugs.
So I picked the movie that really it kind of gave me a high where I was watching it and I came out in a different altered state.
Basically, mm-hmm. You're saying that the movie was its own psychedelic.
Exactly. And that movie was The Big Lebowski.
Mm. Okay, in that sense, I couldn't agree more. When you were telling me this earlier, I was like saying, like,
yeah,
The Big Lebowski is a bit much to wrap your head around in one sitting.
Exactly.
But now when you explain to me in like that thought process, I get
me,
it. Yeah,
that movie gave me a high.
Okay, I'll say my piece after. But Yala,
The movie came out in 1998. It has a star-studded cast. You have the dude himself, Jeff Bridges. Mm. He has a phenomenal career. Just everything he does is gold.
Mm-hmm.
John Goodman, who's everybody's dad, he plays Walter Sobchak, something like that. John Goodman plays Walter Sobchak, who is a divorced man who loves bowling and was a NAM vet. Mm-hmm. You have Julianne Moore playing Maude Lebowski. Forget about her for a second. David Huddleston, who's playing The Big Lebowski. Mm-hmm. Who has the same name as the dude.
Mm,
and Julianne Moore is playing Maude Lebowski, his daughter. Steve Buscemi as Theodore Donald Donnie
He runs the bowling alley.
Karabatsos.
He's on
the bowling team.
He's on the team. Okay.
And a couple other really big names. I'm not going to go into them. Just star-studded cast. Basically, the premise of the movie, according to IMDb, ultimate LA slacker Jeff the Dude Lebowski, mistaken for a millionaire of the same name, seeks restitution for a rug ruined by debt collectors, enlisting his bowling buddies for help while trying to find the millionaire's missing wife.
Basically, it's like you get yourself... This is where the whole high comes in, is that by the end of the movie, you've figured out that you've got this bum who's gotten into trouble because he's got the same name as someone else, which you don't know, but you figure out. And then, you know, he goes to his...
But is that the whole movie?
No, he goes to his bowling buddies for help, but his bowling buddies are such characters themselves.
Yeah.
They're so... They're, like, they are entire sections of the movie, and right. It's basically just about him trying to...
So he indulges... I watched a video earlier today about how the Big Lebowski, how the dude changed the 90s.
What? Yeah.
He. Okay, the
'90s. You guys are stretching this.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing.
Okay, explain to me.
The dude is stuck in the '60s. Okay.
Yeah.
He's a pacifist. He doesn't care. Like, there was one guy. He's like, "Oh, your place looks like shit." He's like, "Yeah, well, at least I'm housebroken." Like to the guy who just broke into his house and peed on his rug. Like, he really could not care less. All he wants to do is drink his White Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Have his rug that ties the whole room together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stop getting harassed by debt collectors who, like, the Big Lebowski owes money to.
Mm-hmm.
And bowl. That's all he wants to do.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about the world. He's unemployed. He does not care. He's the ultimate pacifist. And the introduction to the movie actually says that he's the man of his times. But that's the thing. He's the exact opposite. He's the man that was needed in that time. Because in the 90s, everything was like, you got to get a job. You got to find a wife. You got to have kids. Like, you got to be an upstanding citizen. He doesn't give a shit about all that. He just wants to live. He wants to be the dude.
Millennials.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it necessarily a good movie. Like, I guess the message, I would say that the message is better than the film. You know, when I watched Big Lebowski, I spent a good chunk of the film just like, what is this? Like, why am I watching this guy with a bunch of buffoons bowl? Like, there's no strong, compact plot to the film. You have to, like, discuss it afterwards and see what you get from it.
So, here's... I don't think you relate with the dude. And that's why.
You do? Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
That's not a good thing.
Why? Yes, it is.
It's a...
You dude, just said he's a bum who doesn't care about anything.
No, I gave it in, like, very rough... I gave it in very rough detail. And secondly, it's not just that. It's just, like, he's such a chill guy. The way... Things really don't bother him. He's got his set very simple things that make him happy, and he doesn't want to waste time on anything else.
Even if relatability aside, I'm not even talking about the character. Like, I can't deny that Jeff Bridges didn't play the role well, and you know, Goodman has some of the most iconic lines of any movie, and honestly, I was going to say if anyone's got to watch it, it's because of him. The plot is just a little muddled in my opinion, and it's like, you know, there's not a lot of depth.
That's the thing. The plot isn't the movie. This movie, the plot is not the movie.
So what's the movie?
The characters.
That's the relationships. The whole thing. Everything is to highlight to highlight the story.
Every character is completely different.
Yeah, and some of
the characters... The dude is chilled and, like, really could not care less. John Goodman's character is a nom vet who... Really, he's a stickler for the rules, and he just wants he wants everything to be right and perfect. You have Steve Buscemi, who plays Donnie, who just wants to bowl. Like, he just wants to be included. You have Julianne Moore, yeah, who's just I don't know what the fuck that was.
She's nuts.
Trippy.
You have the Big Lebowski himself. Like, you have the actual Big Lebowski, who is a businessman who has a really young, good-looking wife. And, like, he just wants to have her back. And the wife just wants to go around being a bimbo. Everyone's different. And their relationships and the scenarios that occur are there. That's the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
less about plot and just more about these characters that the Coens created.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess for personal preferences, as much as I love Grinch-drawn characters, I'm someone who's always more plot focused. So I guess it may not be the perfect movie for me, but I understand why someone would like it. I understand also why it's a little trippy, because it, like I said, it's muddled, but it's muddled in a way that you're kind of just like, what?
No, what's so going I, like, on here? I just think, like, if you're giving it a deeper thought, then yes, 100% right. But like, I wasn't really thinking about the movie so deeply the first time I saw it, and I was just like, bro, this is such a trippy movie.
Yeah, it is like, what's going, like, what the hell is going on? But, you know, I don't think we'd be paying it.
It's like, you have to use quite a bit of brain power to figure out.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But this isn't something where there's just storytelling and spoon feeding on the movie.
I watched the movie and I understood none of it, but I understood that it was a great movie. And there was great character development and
so
everything.
So, if it's really that good of a movie, award wise, did it.
Hold on, let me check. I don't know.
If you're saying it's famous, as he checked,
five wins and 18 nominees.
What's its rating on IMDb?
It has, I think, an 8.1. Bro, 8.1.
It's too high, man. Either way, that's high.
No, those are people.
Because you compare it to movies that like get that grade, and you're like, okay, the characters are great, but it's not.
You're so single minded about what a movie should be.
Dude, that's so not true. I don't feel like there's much worth within the movie.
I
don't feel like we'd be paying our due diligence without mentioning as Jews the Shomer fucking Chavez.
So this movie is very, very quotable. Firstly, there's the very famous quote, the dude abides, where it pretty much that's his motto. He abides, you know? He's just
not he, the dude.
Yeah, I mean, the dude abides.
It's a weird movie.
Then you have John Goodman's character who took on being Jewish for his wife, who then divorced him and is now flying around the world with her boyfriend. He does not roll on Shabbos. Saturday is no bowling. And there's
Saturdays are for the boys. Thank God.
Mendel is being kicked off the podcast now. That was disgusting.
Thank God.
Added God in.
So there's one scene where they schedule a game for on Shabbos, and John goes, I don't roll on Shabbos. They know I don't roll on Shabbos. I don't roll on Shabbos. It's God's day.
And then they're like, aren't they like, but you drive on Shabbos and you like go on your computer on Shabbos. And he's like, I don't roll. But like, he's contradicting himself because like he wants to keep Shabbos, but he's not keeping Shabbos. He's keeping like his own kind of
there's
Shabbos.
There's also, he likes to mess, like really keep Donnie out of it. Like, you're out of your element, Donnie. Shut the fuck up, Donnie. That I believe that's the most said line in the movie. Yeah. Besides for maybe call me the dude or your dudeness.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a wild movie.
This is not Nam. This is bowling. There are rules.
Yeah.
As he pulls a gun on a guy in a bowling lane. Dude, come on. You're being very undude.
You want a deep voice.
You want a toe? I can get you a toe, dude. There are ways. You don't want to know about it. Believe me.
If you give them all the lines, then no one's going to see it. So you gotta save some of them for the viewer.
Okay, wait. I'm just going to do one more.
All right, go for it.
Dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Asian American.
Oh my God.
No Chinaman, just Asian American.
Fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Well said.
That is the epitome of the movie.
That's a coffee mug.
Epitome of the movie.
That is a coffee mug.
No, okay.
Does he even get his rug back?
No, he takes from the Big Lebowski.
Oh, no.
No, he took another rug that really tied the room together.
That's the big climax.
The climax is he gets to sit down and bowl while drinking a white Russian.
But that's like, no. That's not a climax. He's
got no appreciation for the arts.
None whatsoever.
Uncivilized swag.
Oh, my God. You know what? You guys, we're polling this.
Uncultured swag.
We're polling this afterwards about...
Dude,
you know,
the Big Lebowski, man.
It ain't art.
Okay, so 8.1 and IMDb disagrees with you.
Another great line from the movie. That's just like your opinion, man.
I will say, do you know how many people I know that have like used that kind of line? Like, that's just like your opinion, like, you know.
So that was the dude talking to Jesus.
Yeah.
But when he's like, oh, but they're going to fuck you in the ass.
I'm saying, like they want to make a spinoff on Jesus. Like, is there actually enough tochen, enough material to actually do a thing on him?
That's the thing, yes! No,
it's all about the character!
It's so dumb!
I took a side belt for a second.
Okay.
All right. Besides for that.
Okay, we need
I'm going to hit you. My overall is that this movie, you should... Don't focus on the plot. If you're going to watch this movie... Watch it because you want to see good characters. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to each character, not what they do.
And you want
to
see genuinely, like we're talking about, like some properly like veteran actors.
Yeah.
You want to see them in action. You want to see how they portray a character the way it's scripted. Not because if you met these people in real life, I promise you they're not the same.
No.
If you met them in real life, they'd be to see how they portray their characters and you really want to appreciate that. And trust me, it, like if you're thinking about it very deeply, very, very deeply. It's good for the rest of you, like me, who limits their brain power when watching movies. It might take a couple of rewatches to appreciate it.
I don't think you need more than one. I think if you're looking for the right thing.
No, but I wasn't prepared for it.
So this is,
and I wasn't interested.
This is the warning for those who want to watch The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, warning. It's 2 hours of your life that you won't get back.
Also, warning: there is nudity.
Bro, Prince of Egypt, like that one extra time that you didn't need to watch it.
What do you mean? What, that one Pesach?
Bro, I feel like everyone's watched that movie one too many times.
It goes in the categories of where Eternal sits, where it's movies that are just a waste of time.
Let's hear about your waste of time.
Yeah. Right, on your movie.
Yeah,
now.
You can shit on my movie. Right. Before I get to my movie, though. As you may have noticed from the lack of his beautiful voice, we are missing one of our co-hosts, Daniel, today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't even know I'm doing this, but he told me his pick, and honestly, it was my number two, so I'm going to just give it an honorable mention, and that is In the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, the Miles Morales animated film.
That shit is psychedelic. If you are on some stuff when you watch that is a full trip.
Okay. Not on anything, not drunk, you know, completely sober. It's a beautiful movie. The animation is super detailed, and it's like right out of a comic book.
And for the rest of us,
when you are on something, it's psychedelic. It's beautiful. It's got a good plot. There's some really good music, you know, some Post Malone, some XX Tension. Yeah,
that's exactly how he sings it. No,
yeah. It's some good stuff. So I could definitely see why he wanted to bring that up for his pick. For my personal pick, I'm going to go with a movie that everyone loves, but you wouldn't think that it would technically be the movie to watch in this type of situation. But I'm going to make the case why it is, and that is DreamWorks Shrek. 2001 Shrek. The classic Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy adventure.
If I'm gonna be honest, besides for Shrek himself, Smash Mouth.
Yeah, let me get to it. Let me get to it.
Leave the mouse alone.
Nah,
just
bro.
Smash
Eddie
the
Murphy,
mouth.
Bro.
So
in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Yeah, you guys are basically making my take for me. But if I'm gonna be in that kind of vibe, you know, there are several things I want to enjoy media wise. You know, one is some poppin' music. Another one is some, you know, something for the eyes, whether it be, you know, like we said before, psychedelic animation, or in this case, some choppy 2001 animation that, you know, just hits just right. Like the way Shrek's, you know, mouth moves when he's talking, and it doesn't necessarily look like he's actually saying the words he's saying, you know, because it's 2001 and animation has not hit its peak yet. It works. It's pleasant and enjoyable in its own way. And at the same time, you also got that comedy sense because you got the great Mike Myers as Shrek with some of the great, you know, his classic iconic lines. You also got Eddie Murphy, you know, as Donkey and his great lines as well, you know, making waffles. You like parfait? I like parfait. Parfait's got layers. We could be parfait. You want to get some parfait after this, Wreck? We got some parfait. It's a fun movie. Got some great voice acting. I would call it trippy animation just because it's not the greatest quality, because once again, it was made in 2001.
And so then watch the 2003 Hulk. Like,
no, because 2003 Hulk doesn't have a good plot, and there's no, like, there's nothing else besides poor animation. I'm saying you've got this animation that's kind of weird. You've got these two comedic goats with some iconic lines. You have two, just on the top of my mind, you have, I mean, you have two fantastic songs in, you know, Rockstar and I'm a Believer.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you, you know, it may not be the trippiest movie.
No,
but
I was going to say, I don't see the Adelo Yada part.
Yeah, I was going to say, drunk or high, it's a fun experience. You have a fun time watching it. You'll be singing, you'll be laughing, and you'll be like, wow, you know, animation really was not that good in the early 2000s. And like, I don't think you remember how bad it was, but like, if this Shrek just coming out of that outhouse at the beginning, I'm just like,
somebody once told me the word.
That's the only thing I remember is a song.
I'm telling you, it's a good time. It's a good time.
Listen, I don't disagree. I don't think that the drugs or alcohol will really change that, though. Like, I don't see it changing.
Well, when you're
it.
Drunk and someone, you know, one of the great activities to do while drunk is karaoke.
Okay, but so, that's two songs.
Okay, but I'm saying that that's an aspect of this movie that
don't
your
they
movie
have
doesn't
Hallelujah
have
as well. The Bon Jovi version.
I can turn the cards on you and say I can play the reverse Uno and say what would someone drunk. Like about the Great Lebowski. You said it's intellectual.
No. Okay, wait. Let me explain. Okay. Firstly, this is already a psychedelic and trippy mindset going into that sort of movie. When you say that movie was fucked up, I could not follow.
It's already got
an aspect. It's got the potential for a high/drunk/.
It has three acid trip scenes.
Yeah, that's for
where
that's for
he
movie.
Either gets knocked out or he gets so drunk off his ass that he literally takes a trip in his mind.
Okay, but I'll say it like this. I love Shrek, but I wouldn't categorize it in like a drunk or high movie as a go-to.
I'm telling you.
But wait, let me explain.
Not as a go-to.
Let me explain why. Okay, first and foremost, the love for Shrek definitely comes from the culture.
Mm-hmm.
People have these Shrek jokes all the time. You know, it's like where she texts him, hey, you want to sext on the phone, and then he says, slowly takes off Shrek Crocs, and then she's like, why would you take them off? He's like slowly puts it back on.
There are so many hidden adult jokes in like, the movie as well.
Yeah, and like people are like, oh, are you feeling Shrek-y today?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like Shrek, it's such
meme
it's a...
Meme culture has excelled Shrek into...
Shrek has become its... Yeah, Shrek and Donkey, everything. Ogres are like onions of layers. You see that quote all the time. And like, definitely there's a certain culture to it. But when I get drunk, stoned, all that sort of stuff, when people I know generally do, that's not one of the go-tos. That's a classic.
Right.
That's a, you sit down, you be like, yo guys, what are we gonna watch? We're gonna watch a classic. It's gonna be Shrek. Not, yo, I'm
Let's
smashed
get
off
high
my
and
face
watch.
I'm smashed off my face. You wanna watch Shrek? Like, nah.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, it's one of those things where you don't realize how good it is until you try it. I was like you, you know?
I have watched it. I didn't comprehend
the greatness, you know, the creation of fire that is watching Shrek High.
I have watched Shrek High. I'm saying it wouldn't be my go-to.
It's fantastic.
I've had my share.
I've seen The Hangovers. I've seen
all right.
I've seen Horrible Bosses. I've seen Hot Ones.
Have,
like,
you,
I've
seen,
watched...
have you seen Cheech Chen Chong?
Yeah,
you said do. Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it.
So there you go. Take a shove.
I've seen
that up.
I've seen Harold and Kumar. I've seen him.
Okay.
I have never had the pleasure within a high movie experience I had with Shrek, because it was firing all cylinders. You've got, again, you've got Eddie Murphy as a talking donkey in 2001 shitty animation.
You've got a talking ogre
great
as well.
Songs to sing along with. So if you're with friends and everyone knows the lyrics, you'll be like, hey now, you're a rock star.
Okay, yeah, but the music's fantastic.
But I'm saying, like, you have all these different moments that it is a full rounded experience within a movie.
It's his opinion, man.
Okay, fine. In that sense, from the music aspect, I think that you can, maybe. But for every other thing...
Where I saw a face.
All right. We don't need the whole stuff.
I've got it on my playlist on Spotify.
You keep saying that Shrek isn't your go-to. What is?
What is my go-to?
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't my go-to. My go-to when I'm high, it won't be a movie. I watch SpongeBob.
Okay.
I'll just tell you why.
Because if you're already losing brain cells, why not?
Yeah. No, because I could get to a point where I genuinely think to myself, I could convince myself, I'm like, either I am so blitheringly messed up right now, or these writers and directors are just geniuses. Like, how did they think to put that in? Like, no, this is my question. People take this for granted with SpongeBob, is that how messed up do you have to be to create SpongeBob, to come up with ideas?
Very.
That's the thing. Who is the creative mind behind that? And how can
honestly a genius
us mortals possibly relate to
I got
that?
A question for but you
that
though.
That would be my go-to.
I got a question for you though. Yeah. What is the best SpongeBob episode to watch?
Oof.
Under the Influence.
I mean, they've got it. They've actually got an episode where he like kind of takes psychedelics.
What?
You know, he has these like jelly beans that give him a bit of a trip.
What?
Kind of like Sokka on the cactus juice.
Yeah, it's bro. It's,
I would say
looks like he's on a substance.
I would say Doodle Bob.
Doodle Bob,
or the camping episode.
I like the one where they
the magic conch.
So
I can't remember the.
All right. Hey, whoa!
It's the conch, man.
Yeah, you say that like
okay. The magic conch. Oh, hey, the magic conch.
All right,
yes, Patrick, okay. So wait, the magic conch.
Listen,
plugging SpongeBob.
Yeah, no, we're not. I get that. So you, that would be my go-to if I just want to watch something and I just want to like trip out for a second. But if I had to say a movie that I appreciated most when I was high, like a movie where I watched it and I was just like, it was good laughs, was Ted.
Yeah.
Ted, directed by Seth MacFarlane.
It's a safe call.
It's a very, it's a fastball.
It's a fastball right down the plate.
It's like an easy pick because like, you know, this is kind of like satisfying the masses, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to go for creativity over here. More of it, most people would have just agree with me on this one. I'll tell you.
There are so many good lies just thinking of it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, even Ted too.
So for those of you who don't know, and I'll tell you why I already love Ted, like before I even watched the movie. The movie is about basically a kid who has this teddy bear and he wishes upon a star that his teddy bear was like alive and could talk properly, yeah? And it comes true and it grows up, but not in like the cool, cute teddy bear kind of way, that the teddy bear goes through puberty and he becomes a menace and now they're just, you know, they're two pothead adults even though the one's a teddy bear and, you know, they're mucking their way through the next stage of their life. And I heard about this movie because there was this guy in there. His name is Mendel Wehner. He was in the class below me.
Another Mendel.
Yeah. How about school? Lots of Mendels.
Yeah.
Everyone there was Mendel.
Were you the seventh Mendel?
If only. Then he comes. He was at school one day. We were discussing and like we were discussing the movie Ted. Like it had just come out recently, and he was like saying like, and we were discussing like, oh, this is the movie, and like I hadn't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, by the way, I have seen it, and like this is for people who don't know like the kind of school I went to, this kid was religious, like his dad is like a super religious famous rabbi in the Chabad community in South Africa. He's like a pretty, he's like well known. He comes from a family where strictly speaking they're not going to be watching movies like Ted.
Yeah. And you're plugging him right here that he saw Ted.
Probably, bro, don't worry. Then he says, not only does he say it, he's like, me and my little siblings. We're talking about like 7, 8, 9 innocent things that I've never seen. Literally have never heard the word fuck in their life.
This is amazing.
Okay. And they're on the plane and they looking at the movie and their dad, the rabbi, is like, they're like, can we watch this movie? The dad, the rabbi sees it's a guy with a teddy bear. Like, talking teddy bear, what could be so bad? Sure, watch it. And he told me his little brother was like scarred from what he saw and from what he learned. Like, oh my god. Nah, okay, so that was what kind of got me into like
I just comment with I think it's like one word.
Yeah.
Flash.
Nah, it's like fuck you, thunder. You can suck my dick. You don't have any ball hairs because they all got zapped by lightning.
So,
all right.
Okay, so basically, It's about this guy, John Bennett. John Bennett is Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is John Bennett, sorry. It's Teddy Bear, who's voiced by...
John Bennett is Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, 100%.
Mark Wahlberg is John Bennett.
And basically, the Teddy Bear, Seth MacFarlane, girlfriend Laurie Collins, and obviously Ted's girlfriend Tammy Lynn, played by Jessica Barth.
No. What's her face?
Oh, Mia Kunis plays Laurie Collins.
Oh, you did. Okay, yeah. I didn't hear that.
We're talking about Ted's girlfriend.
Yeah. So that was that was John Bennett's girlfriend is Mia Kunis. Laurie Collins. I'm talking about Ted's girlfriend is Tammy Lynn, and he's like, I met this new girl at work today, and you're like, yo, what's her name? And he's like, you'll never get it. White trash name.
He's like
Brooklyn Beckham. He's like, I'll give you a hint. It's called Lynn. He's like, oh, Evelyn. And he's like, no, Tammy Lynn. He's like, yeah, Tammy Lynn.
He went through literally every white trash name that could possibly end in Lynn.
If you guys could think of like literally like the whitest white name like for like white trash. Like
Jersey white trash
Tammy Lynn.
But you also forgot to mention like how he meets her. Like he gets
no offense to people with those names. It's just that that's like the stereotype if you want to call it that. Yeah.
You also gotta mention
and they say it in the movie, so I'm not taking the blame. Blame them first. You can make more money off of them than you can off of me.
Also gotta mention how he meets her is that basically they tell Ted, you know, stop freeloading, you gotta get a job. So they send him to get a job.
And he's to get a job at the supermarket.
And all Ted wants to do is get himself fired so he can just like go home and smoke weed. And so he ends up, I don't even know how, but you know, fornicating with Tammy Lynn above the fresh produce.
Oh yeah, that's
and
no, that's
the manager
just 'cause he was...
takes him in, he's like, you've got balls.
And then he's like, promotion.
Yeah, and he goes like, you know, F you. And he's like, I'm promoting you.
No, the first one is like, and then the first one he was like,
in the
like,
interview.
The original interview, he was like, fuck you. And then he's like, no one's ever said to that. He's like, that's because probably everyone's mouth is full of your wife's, you know. And then the second time is when he gets caught hooking up with Tammy Lynn in the this is a teddy bear, folks. Gets
caught like, hooking up like, with one he's of the like, coworkers. I used a radish for whatever. Yeah.
And then he's like, and he descriptively goes into detail with the boss, and the boss is like, you got balls, bro. You got a promotion. Like, you know, like just goes ahead. And they're potheads, and they've got. There's a nice backstory to it, and a nice plot for all of those of you who love it as well. But in all honesty, this takes conventional, you know, wish upon a star talking teddy bear like something magical, and it makes it adult funny. You know, like something where you don't have to watch this with the kids. Kids, try hard when you're watching this from the adults.
It's a good time. It's definitely a good time. I think it's like, you know, Shrek is for all ages, but this is definitely something for like...
Yeah. No, so something I'm going to go to when I'm older. I don't think all ages are, you know, intoxicated from watching Shrek.
That's true.
Although, to be honest, you can possibly take some psychedelic out there that could put you in the state of mind of a five-year-old.
That is... Yeah.
I hope you don't.
Like, no, not permanently.
Ted is pretty much... Seth MacFarlane was given complete creative control.
Wait. One quick question. Wouldn't you... Because think about it. Like, I'm just saying, not in a bad way, but if you took a psychedelic that would put you in the mindset of a five-year-old, having that innocent outlook on the world, wouldn't you do that again?
No.
Never?
No. I feel like I would hurt myself. Okay. Like, I'd get hurt.
Okay, fine.
I feel like I'd be like the five-year-old that, like, touches the hot stove, and I would just wake up with, like, burnt fingers.
I mean, like, that's an experience.
Yeah, not a good one.
You hear
one.
That, kid?
That's just your
go
opinion.
Go touch yourself. Nah,
that's just your opinion, man.
All right, we better put a...
What was your question about Seth MacFarlane?
It was more of a statement where this movie was pretty much Seth MacFarlane and Mark Wahlberg were giving control, and it's like, hey guys, write a movie about a grown man and his teddy bear that he wished to life that are potheads. And then they went with it. And they wrote a beautiful movie.
Yeah. They went, okay, listen, so Seth MacFarlane, for those of you who don't know, Family Guy, Million Ways to Die in the West, he's, Mia Kunis is also involved in Family Guy.
She's Megatron.
Megatron, yeah, a.k.a. Megan.
No, a.k.a. Meg.
Meg, yeah.
She's not Megan.
Sorry, I got confused because there were three names in that one scene.
Yeah.
Megan, Megatron. Okay, so... Basically, this guy Seth MacFarlane, for those of you who don't know, has got zero boundaries. People who try to be like like nice guys, Mr. Nice Guys, who want to say, oh no, he does it in a way that doesn't offend. Nah, bro, he will say anything. He will say anything. If you are a minority out there, he has made fun of you.
Yep.
You forgot to mention the creepy guy who wants to get the teddy bear.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the best parts of the movie. Yeah. So he follows him in the park. He's like, I just want to see you.
That's Donnie. That's Donnie, played by Giovanni Ribisi.
He plays the weird-ass character in everything. So wait, plays. No.
The best scene.
Is his Ted, kid, right?
No, is in Ted 2.
Yeah, with his kid.
Is in Ted 2. No, where Ted is hiding amongst the other teddy bears, and he's like this, and he's like this. How do you get a Bostonian to move? You know, to like they have to speak. They have to give themselves away. And he goes like, "It's touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline." And then Ted pops out. He's like,
"He's bop bop bop."
No, he's like bop bop.
Oh, yeah, he's like bop bop. Oh, fucking right. Because so, I mean, you can't not. Yeah. You can't ever. Yeah. That's such a white person song.
No, you don't get it. That's what they play at the Boston Red Sox game.
I know, but it's also a very white person thing. I know
that is also true.
I'm saying people who are not Bostonian will sing it while it's playing in the movie. That's how catchy it is. That's why like the extra emphasis on it. It's just that catchy, and it's even that more catchier.
I wonder if the movie theaters of Boston had them singing it out loud. Everyone was like, "Hey, it's our song."
Probably. Listen, I think it's a fantastic movie if you just want to see something where it's like, you know, your childhood magical kind of fantasy meets an adult.
Yeah.
Really fucked up reality. Well, not bad, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
Ish.
And it's got a plot.
I covered everything there with the ish.
It's got a plot, unlike The Big Lebowski.
It's got a plot. Bro, it's the plot is, you know, a guy with his teddy bear that he wished to life who are potheads.
Yeah.
That is the plot.
It's a good plot.
It's like, it's just a time frame in their life that they go through. And then the second one is about the rights for
teddy bears.
For Ted's, yeah.
Yeah.
For Ted. When they call him up to the stand, it's like, "My turn, assholes." My turn, assholes. You just see this like little thing run across the floor.
Yeah. So overall, good movies.
Solid movies.
Good movies taken.
3 out of 4 of them.
There were some that were missed, and I'm a little upset that they weren't said. I'll leave them to you guys, the listeners, the followers.
Listeners and followers.
Give us some good honorable mentions.
I really hope there's one TV show that not enough people know about that I really hope gets said, because...
You want to give a hint?
Yes. Usually when the title is said, people are offended. Because they think you were saying it at them.
Hmm.
All right. But you can let us know what you thought of our episode.
Is there a show called Fuck You?
No.
Okay, no.
What you thought of the episode, what your picks for the top Ad de lo Yada movies are. And you can let us know ideas for upcoming episodes, what you thought about other past episodes. What you know, you want us to revisit something? We'll do that. Just let us know. Give
us
feedback.
You want us to get a cool guest also.
Yeah,
let us know.
If you want to be the cool guest.
That too.
Yeah.
We've had a few people come up to us in person and say, "Hey, when can I get on the podcast?"
And,
let's see it in,
you
pay,
have
let's see
your,
it in writing.
You have that opportunity.
I think we got to audition though. We got
to
see.
No,
if they
no,
have
no.
It
we're
on the
going
mic.
To vet you. We will vet you. I will bring you into the studio
movie
and
trivia.
See how you
and
are.
I'll be the kind of guy that'll just be like, "Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
just like, you don't have to worry about
that. You got to give them like the most controversial movie and see what they say about it.
Yeah. So this has been real life.
Real.
Oh, you could have just ended. This has been real. Like, I mean, it has been.
It's going down for real.
you can let us know all the things that I just told you to let us know on Twitter at REEL_LIFE_. That's REEL_LIFE_. Sorry, the life is lowercase. I forgot to say that.
You illiterate.
And on Instagram at REEL LIFE PODCAST. That's real life podcast. No uppercases, no spaces, no underscores, no nothing.
No nothing?
No nothing. Have a good night, guys, and you know.
Have a great night.
Hope you have a great perm.
Safe trip.
Oi.
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity.